Welcome, Highlander fans, to Blood of Kings, a Highlander podcast here on the Fandom Podcast Network. On this show, we cover everything in the Highlander universe, but unfortunately, we're recording an episode where we have to remember one of the greats. Recently, we lost Peter Davis, Highlander producer and CEO and president of Davis Panzer. With me is my co-host, Lee. Lee, how are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm starting to feel like I might be the bad luck charm of the show. This is the third one we've done in a little bit over a year. We lost two of the most important characters from the show and the film, respectively. And now, I mean, we lost one of the most important guys to Highlander in general. So,
We lost Stan Kirsch a little over a year ago. And then later in the year, we lost Sean Connery himself. And yeah. We pretty much lost one of the most important people of Highlander, the producer of the original film, co-producer, Peter Davis, passed away over the weekend here late in February of 2021. And Davis Panzer was the producing group that brought us all Highlander and continued bringing us more Highlander from the original film. And that was, of course, Bill Panzer and Peter Davis. And Bill Panzer passed away quite a while ago, I think around
2007, I think.
Yeah, seven or eight like that. And Peter Davis was still chugging along and helping with upcoming Highlander stuff that was happening. And he is the last of the original duo that gave us, the property that we all love and cherish and still celebrate in our fandom today. What was your first reaction when you found out?
I think it would have been different last year, but it was kind of an O. Sad, not just like blah, but after everything that's gone on, it's just like another one. After everything else, it's just kind of one more to carry. But, it's still like, we just did recorded our first of the 35th anniversary episodes, and we're planning on a couple more right now. And
yeah, celebrating the 35th anniversary of Highlander this year.
We're going to be recording something in a little bit, too, about, one of the influences of that movie. And, this is the guy that kind of picked that script by Greg Wyden out of the hat. And, he is, one of the people that just figured out what Highlander is supposed to be. And here we are 35 years later talking about it. So,
yeah, when it came to Peter Davis and Bill Panzer, from what I've seen from interviews and other people speaking about them, and, Peter Davis was like, he was the financial guy, the deal guy, while Bill Panzer was the guy mostly in front of the camera, also doing a lot of that stuff too. Mm-hmm. But Peter was kind of like the silent voice, where Bill was the guy that was out there and talking and stuff. And, but they were always together, always around working on the TV series and the movie and stuff. And Davis Panzer, official Davis Panzer statement came out February 23rd to say this: "It is with great sadness as we announce the passing of Peter S. Davis, producer of the Highlander feature films and television series. Without Peter Davis, there would be no Highlander. Without Peter Davis, there'd be no Highlander series. Without Peter Davis, there'd be no Highlander merchandise. Peter was involved in every aspect of Highlander. It was his baby alongside producing partner Bill Panzer. Peter was a giant of a man, both in stature and charisma. He was also a man of mystery, often keeping a low profile under his purple-tinted shades. One would rationally assume Peter was a cold or aloof individual from afar. When you engaged him, however, you were instantly disarmed by a warm, gentle man, a man who sincerely felt praise when you told him how much you appreciated his work as a producer or how you loved opening a box of Davis Panzer filled with Highlander merchandise. Peter could be brief and oftentimes bold, but as you always knew, you were talking to someone who cared in the moment about what they were doing and your involvement in his world. In his later years, Peter often reflected on his career in Highlander with much pride and great hindsight. He wished he could have been more involved in the creative decisions of the franchise throughout the years and decided to take a more active role in the remaining of the Highlander currently in development with director Chad Stahelski. Chad is someone who always showed Peter great respect through the Highlander's long journey back to the silver screen. And we have both no doubt he'll continue to honor Peter's memory with his new film. Peter was also dreaming of giving the fans even more Highlander merchandise in the future, something we intend to follow through on moving forward. Highlander will continue. The franchise that Peter Davis and Bill Panzer brought to life is truly immortal. Their dreams for what it could be will come to fruition in their memories. Tonight, watch something from Highlander that you love. Watch a movie or your favorite episode of the series. When you arrive at the credit with Peter's name on it, raise a glass to him tonight in tribute to all the joy and entertainment he brought you throughout the years.
Yeah. I mean, that's
very nice statement. Yeah. Very nice statement.
And there's a lot that, you always, when you read something like that, you sort of think like, this would be the kind of thing that I'd like, you know, said about me, you know, obviously in a very different milieu, but, you know, kind of the respect and the memory and, you know, this is, that's actually a pretty powerful statement to make.
It's nice to know that, you know, the film, the new film reboot by Chad Stahelski is still in the works, and that it's nice to hear the respect that Chad had for him. And I hope that, you know, we obviously still get that, and I'm pretty confident that we'll still continue to get more Highlander one way or another.
I do like knowing that there's more merchandise on the way.
This is true. I definitely
have money in my pocket.
I know we all have a little more you know, money than we did back in the 90s, you know. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to read one other passage here, and this is from Kareem Dimashki, who I've met a couple of times at some Highlander conventions, actually, and he's the director of new media for Davis Panzer Productions. Great guy, I messaged him to see if it was okay that I could share this, because he posted this, and we shared it on Blood of Kings, and this is his personal recollection and his personal feelings towards Peter Davis, so I thought I'd read this. Quote, I first met Peter back in 2012 at the screening of Highlander. I was just a fan then. He had finished a Q&A with Russell Mulcahy, the director of Highlander, and was sitting by himself in the theater lobby. It was so strange to see him there completely alone. Nobody was bothering him, as if he was invisible. Maybe it was because he was wearing sunglasses at 10 o'clock at night. Regardless of the circumstances, here we were together, just two guys waiting for our girlfriends as they stood in a long line to use the ladies' rooms. I had mixed feelings about going up to Peter. I didn't know what to expect from this man. The fan in me wanted to ask questions like, what was Highlander 2 about? Why did the source turn out like it did? Why are things the way they are with the franchise now? But when I finally approached him, all I could think was extending my hand and thanking him for all the joy Highlander brought me. There was something very disarming about Peter. He had this kind of charismatic energy to him, and I didn't want to offend the man. I simply wanted to show my appreciation. He was very nice to me and very grateful for my words. There was a genuineness to his response that I always remembered. When I started working for Peter in 2015, he was still a warm man. He was a different man, too, a man much more reflective on his life and career. David Abramowitz would always say, you met him at a good time. I always interpreted that to mean I met someone I could learn from, and learn I did. Peter taught me a lot of things in the time I knew him. He taught me to fight for what I feel is right and for what I want. He taught me to ignore the critics. He showed me what it's like to really love someone every time I saw him and his wife, Katya, teaching me that family, friends, and love are more important than money, to treat them well or suffer the consequences. More than anything, Peter taught me to be grateful. We were once in the lobby of a studio following a disappointing meeting on a new Highlander video game. Peter and I were sitting there, crestfallen over the results of the morning. Instead of complaining about what we just experienced together, he turned to me and said, I want you to know I appreciate all you do. It helps a great deal. He went on to say he made some decisions in the past that were, in retrospect, not the best for the fans or the franchise. It hurt him that friends had to carry the weight of those decisions now, and he very much wished to make it right. On the subject of fans, I know that Peter loved you all. You were an extended family to him, and he wanted nothing but to keep you entertained and involved in Highlander world. He could be shy, and he didn't prefer the spotlight, but that never meant he didn't care. Highlander's future is very bright. I saw Peter going above and beyond to set the franchise on a road to rebirth. He wished to honor what came before while looking optimistically towards the new. I'll continue to honor his wishes in Highlander and in life. Many tales will be told about Peter in the future. I can only speak for the time I knew him, but I can honestly say he was nothing but kind, generous, loving, and sincere to me always. I'll miss him and think about him every time I accomplish something I'm proud of. I'll remember the lessons he taught me and the fight to make what he built better than ever. Godspeed, Peter. You are a kind mentor and a great friend. I'll miss you. Kareem.
You know, I think in reading that, I'm looking at kind of the, you know, talking about the regrets of the franchise and decisions that he made that people are carrying. And, you know, I mean, you and I have multiple fandoms, and some of the more secure ones, you know, even something like Star Wars, where, I mean, we argue about Star Wars and, you know, prequels, you know, we complained about that until the sequels came out, and now people argue about that. But with Highlander, I don't know that they ever had the same level of security that a Star Wars or a Star Trek or even like Marvel,
right.
Especially Marvel now, because they were fighting for that. I mean, when you think about what an underdog, you know, Peter Davis and Bill Panzer had to be to take this script that had really nothing to do with anything that hadn't been done in any other way before.
Right.
You know, and then turn that into, you know, what's become this phenomenon. That's a uphill battle all the way. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, he kind of mentions hindsight in here a little bit. And yeah, I mean, hindsight's great, but I mean, when you watch that movie, you know, or Highlander 2, would you ever think that you would have, you know, 7 seasons of live action television to spin off from that, you know, a couple seasons of animated, you know, and more movies?
Right.
You know, I mean, that is one hell of a fight. You know, to constantly keep going, and he was still working towards it. So, I mean,
yeah,
I
you know, and
great.
Yeah, and the Highlander fan base is a wonderful group of fans. We're very passionate. We're very loyal, and obviously, it's easy to pick, you know, the stuff that went wrong because it's low hanging fruit, and it's easy to do so. And it's the feeling I get from this is that he knows that they made mistakes, and he wished that, you know, he could either fix them or that other people didn't have to carry the brunt of you know, a couple of you know, movies that people didn't like, you know, for at least the majority of people that don't. But I got to tell you, when you look at the track record, he and the Highlander universe and Bill Panzer and everyone involved should be very, very proud. And I think they really kind of culminated that with the Highlander TV series, you know, and it's something that we like to celebrate here in Blood of Kings. And it's not just the series too, the legacy of that by creating this wonderful opportunity to purchase great merchandise that was one of the things that really kind of catapulted that series. And, you know, we've recently done a podcast about two podcasts actually about Highlander merchandise, and we're going to eventually revisit this, Lee, but
I'm looking forward to it.
They should be very proud of themselves.
Yeah. And you know, they recognized how interesting that world was, and were able to break away from a just Connor storyline. I mean, it was just Duncan for a while, but even then it got bigger because of the world he lived in. And I mean, they really did start to usher in that kind of serialized television. You know, I mean, this is concurrent really with like DS9 that started to have more, the B story started becoming the A story.
Right.
And I mean, you look at something now like Breaking Bad, you know, where seasons are a story.
Right,
or,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Mando or WandaVision or something like that. You know, I mean, that wasn't even other than, you know, telenovelas and soap operas, you didn't have that. You know, these guys figured out something that was revolutionary.
And being able to take a TV series from one country to another in the middle of a season and writing very cool, believable stories that allowed you to see this wonderful idea of people living hundreds and thousands of years, battling each other in secret in wonderful backdrops is another thing that, you know, Peter Davis and Bill Panzer should also be very proud of. But one of the things that stood out for me in that wonderful personal post that Kareem put out there was, quote, "More than anything, Peter taught me to be grateful." And I thought that that was a really kind thing that he say, especially at a moment where they're both crestfallen, a meeting didn't obviously go well, mm-hmm. and they worked very hard to try to make this happen. And yet he still says, "I want to thank you for everything that you've done." And I think that's a valuable lesson that, you know, be grateful for what you do have and who you have around you that's helping you and building you up in what any related way that you could.
Yeah.
So I want to kind of go over just some stuff that I found on IMDb that I thought would be kind of interesting to talk about regarding Peter Davis. He was born in 1942. Of course, he's the CEO and president of Davis Panzer Productions and Davis Merchandising. And Davis Panzer Productions produced over 17 feature films, 150 hours of dramatic television in its 35-year history. The first feature film was Death Collector, starring Joe Pesci, followed by Stunts, New Line Cinema's first feature. Davis Panzer Productions is perhaps most recognized for the celebration and the world of its renowned 1986 cult classic Highlander. The film, of course, formed the basis of a franchise consisting of 5 feature films, 3 television series, 8 seasons, 150 plus episodes, 1 anime feature film, and over 100, am I reading that right? $100 million in retail sales for Highlander sales, yeah. merchandise? Wow. Yeah, that's a lot. Okay. So anyway, that right there is a huge thing to hang your hat on. And also Davis Panzer Productions partnered with I remember watching this film for the first time recently because I saw Davis Panzer's name attached to it, and I'm like, wait, they did something else besides Highlander? And that is the novel The Osterman Weekend by famous author Robert Ludlum. In Sam Peckinpah's last film, I think it was 83, mm-hmm. Called by the same name, Osterman Weekend. And of course, they've worked with so many famous people. Did you ever see The Osterman Weekend, by the way?
I didn't. I'm kind of surprised because I was a huge Ludlum fan. For everyone out there, he wrote the Bourne series, all that kind of stuff. But
I believe this was his first film to actually come and be made into a film. It was a really, really cool film. There's a lot of issues behind the scenes, especially with Sam Peckinpah. Peckinpah was kind of like known for being a very difficult director, and Hollywood wasn't quite ready to, give him another shot. And then finally he did. But when he did come back, it was, he wasn't in the greatest health. And I think he died a few years later or soon after, it takes place during the Cold War, and it's about a controversial television journalist who's asked by the CIA to pursue certain acquaintances who are Soviet agents of the Omega Network to defect. And there's scenes of it that feel very Sam Peckinpah, if you know what I mean by that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, where you feel like you need a napkin to get all the blood off your face, or
yeah, something or like that. Yeah.
Earmuffs to
yeah, definitely. There's also a writing credit in addition to outside of Highlander for Peter Davis. And that is the movie, it's 1979 movie called Steel, directed by Steve Carver. And it's about the construction of a steel skyscraper becomes a race against time and challenges the sanity of a building foreman and his crew. It's got some very interesting actors in it. It's got Lee Majors in it, Jennifer O'Neill, Art Carney, George Kennedy, Terry Kaiser, Mr. Weekend at Bernie's mm-hmm. Corpse himself, great bad guy, Richard Lynch, Roger E. Mosley. Who is he?
DC himself from Magnum P.I.
Yes, yes.
My favorite TV show.
Yeah.
Other than Highlander.
Yeah. and also, too, you know, when I was thinking about how he's not really much of a in front of the camera guy, he hasn't done a lot of interviews, you know, and when they were doing the behind the scenes for the Highlander videos, DVD behind the scenes for the Highlander DVDs, series for the television series, it's usually Bill Panzer, like especially for like the first couple seasons, and then you start getting the other actors. And
Abramowitz was in there a lot too, but
David Abramowitz, I think that was a lot for the third season stuff, but you didn't really see Peter Davis there. But he was on the one of the special features for Highlander 2. It's the special edition, which is the Renegade version. And in a documentary short called Highlander 2, Seduced by Argentina, and all the problems that they had and all the changes that the Argentine backers wanted to change the film and do. And then, of course, he's also, I remember seeing the behind the scenes for the Osterman weekend, because there's a DVD you can get where you could see the Alpha to Omega exposing the Osterman weekend behind the scenes documentary that was made about this film. When a film has a documentary made about it, you know it was an interesting production.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and so there was one that was released, I think it was 2004, where they released the film and this documentary together. I ended up getting it and but Peter Davis is interviewed in that. It's interesting. And then, of course, the famous Highlander 2, To Be or Not to Be a Sequel. He was also in that video short as well. But he did a lot of other producing for other things, like a movie called The Freeway with Billy Drago, Cutting Class, Cat Chaser, King of the World, Jupiter's Menace, a bunch of others as well as here. But of course, he's Mr. Highlander to us, Lee, and he's going to be sorely missed.
Well, you know, I mean, I kind of going back to Death Collector. I mean, that's Joe Pesci's first acting role.
Yeah.
You know, and that also gives us Frank Vincent, who was, you know, in Goodfellas and Casino. He was Little Phil on The Sopranos.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got that. You know, I mean, aside from the Robert Ludlum one, he's also done an Elmore Leonard movie, Cat's Chaser, which Elmore Leonard is Justified.
Yes. Okay.
And Get Shorty. And, you know, I mean, just a little bit, you know, I mean, even, you know, looking through, you know, some of the stuff that he did first, you know, I mean, Highlander, you know, obviously huge, but, you know, there's some really cool stuff in here. And
there's actually a movie on here that he produced that I'm really curious about. I want to get your thoughts on this. It's called Stunts. It came out in 1977. And it's a drama mystery. And it's after a stuntman dies while he's involved in the making of a motion picture, his brother takes his place in order to find out what really happened. And I'm looking at the director, Mark L. Lester, and I'm trying to remember what he directed. And I realized he directed Commando with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, wow. He directed Firestarter. He also directed one of my favorite cult movies, Class of 1984. I'm curious about this film. Robert Forster's in it. Ray Sharkey.
Yeah. I actually was just talking about Ray Sharkey on a podcast with Adam, not too long ago, but interesting. This is one that I was actually trying to find online when we started doing this. Cause I mean, I, for all our listeners that are just tuning in, I'm a stuntman. You know, my body's not letting me do too much anymore, but, I've done quite a few, and, this just looks like a lot of fun. You know, so this is probably going to be, you know, like Davis Panzer said, you know, watch something, Highlander related, but I'd say this is, you know, if it's produced by Peter Davis, I'm going to take a look at her.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, I want to close this out here, and I'm going to say, Peter, we miss you. you know, he actually was on one of those, he was on my list to try to contact to see if we can get an interview, but I figure, you know, he hasn't really done any interviews or podcasts before, so I didn't really reach out to him. I am so thankful for what he's done for the Highlander community and the Highlander franchise. I mean, Lee, we know how much we love this movie, and if it wasn't for him, you know?
Yeah. And, I mean, I was just listening to, an interview with Clancy Brown, and I mean, he straight up, you know, says, yeah, there's this guy, Peter Davis, you know, he's out there. He's one of those sharks. He's just looking for meat. And, he finds this script and he's like, oh, it's, you know, and he just tells this story. And, you know, I mean, it starts with Peter Davis, you know, he says Peter Davis's name before he says Greg Wyden, you know, so, And this is, you know, I mean, we've talked about it before, but Clancy was kind of famous for not talking about Highlander for a long time. And this is still, you know, fresh and forefront in his mind. So
it is. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, good point. So, it's as we get older, Lee, we start to see the people that we look up to and the people that we revere and, you know, not just famous people, but people around us slowly start to leave us. And it's a sad thing. And we're going to see a lot more of it as we get older, unfortunately.
Well, who wants forever anyway?
Good point. All right. Well, rest in peace, Peter. We will miss you and thank you for everything. I'm Kevin. On behalf of Lee, thanks everyone for listening and join us again next time here, Fandom Podcast Network, for another episode of Blade of Kings. That sensation you are feeling is it's Peter's legacy, man.
Yeah.
Peter's quickening. We are one. We are mortals. Goodbye, everyone.